Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. The John Osterlund Morning Show. So we all want football this fall. Most of us do. I know there are some people that are upset with football right now. I could speak for myself and a lot of people. Boy, oh boy, desperate for football in the fall. Just something to watch, something to take us away from just the daily inundation of negativity that has been the year 2020, the worst year in pretty much all of our lives. And look, I've said this before. This is the worst time in the history of America. I mean, it's right there with the Civil War and the Great Depression. If you were going to say, historians, what are the three worst times in the history of the United States of America? This would be in the top three. Civil War, Great Depression, coronavirus 2020. This shut down America as we know it. And it's killing people too. But the 98% of people that it doesn't kill, or whatever the case may be, it's killing many, many, many people financially. It's killing many industries, businesses. It's awful. So yeah, I want football this fall. I want to be able to sit down and watch football. I want to be able to play fantasy football. And by the way, when the NFL does start this fall, if you like to listen to this show, we're going to invite you to play with us against me and a challenge and a contest every Sunday. Stay tuned for details on that coming up. It's gonna be like a suicide or a survival, whatever you want to call it, kind of pool. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. But I see the NFL playing in either empty stadiums or almost empty stadiums. Stadiums at 25% capacity. That's what I see in the NFL. College football, I'm still not sure yet. Because there's still a lot of colleges out there that haven't reopened up their campus for all of their students to come back. So I don't know how much of, if any, we're going to see LSU defend their national championship. As a matter of fact, this week, you had the Ivy League, who nobody cares about when it comes to college sports, the Ivy League. You know, we're looking to them for a vaccine or a cure for coronavirus. We're not looking at them for football or sports. But the Ivy League said they will have no sports for the rest of this calendar year to the end of 2020, and then they'll see what happens in 2021. Yesterday, the Big Ten Conference, so Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, those teams up there, they said that they're going to have only conference games this year. Northwestern University is in the Big Ten. They were supposed to play Tulane early in September. Tulane was supposed to go up there and play them. Evidently, now that game is canceled. So the Big Ten says that they're going to only, as of right now, only play conference games against each other in their own conference. And from what I understand, the Big Ten, the Pac-12 out west, the ACC on the East Coast, they're going to follow. And they're going to announce that they're only going to play conference games. Again, this is all because of the coronavirus and the fears of it. I don't know what the SEC is going to do. Evidently, they're going to have a meeting next week. And if all the and these the major conferences in college football, they're known as the Big Five.
Mm-hmm.
And if now three or four of the other Big Five are saying this fall they're only going to play a conference schedule against each other in their own conferences, you would think the SEC would do the same because they might not have a choice. I mean, if the SEC, as a matter of fact, Alabama is supposed to open the season against the University of Southern California, USC Trojans. And if the Pac-12, which is where the USC Trojans are, if they say we're only playing conference games, we're not playing out-of-conference games, what's Alabama going to do? They have no choice. They can't play USC. So we'll see what happens with the rest of major college football. Look, even if we only get college games, conference games in college football, and if they play in empty stadiums or 25% capacity stadiums, we'd still take that, right?
Yes.
Take anything we could get.
Of course.
But they're saying, Coleman, when it comes to college football, if they don't play college football, I mean, in Baton Rouge and in towns like Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Auburn, Alabama, there are going to be so many businesses that just go out of business. They just go belly up because every year their business model is based on those college teams playing football in those towns.
Right, and it amazes me how many states that a college head coach was the highest paid, you know, government person.
Sure.
Sports is really important, but what I'm looking for, this is why I want football.
Louisiana, Ed Orgeron, mm-hmm. is the highest paid person mm-hmm. because Louisiana State University obviously is a public school. He's the highest paid government employee in Louisiana.
See, the reason I'm looking for the football is I need an excuse to go to Hooters, even if it is at 25% capacity, even if it is social distancing guidelines. I need an excuse to just go to Hooters and pretend that I'm watching the game, quote unquote, because that's what I miss about football the most.
So we'll see. But in my opinion, expect the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, where LSU plays, to say that they're going to do what the rest of the other Big Five conferences are going to do. They're not going to have a choice because they're not going to be able to play any out-of-conference games if all these other conferences aren't playing out of conference games. And look for the NFL, because these guys want to get paid in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And if they don't play, they don't get paid. Look for the NFL to play in empty stadiums or stadiums that are 25% capacity. That's what I think is going to happen. I pray, because I after this whole year, I need some football to watch here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
That's a good play. That's a good play. That's smart football.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And with some people freaking out about having to wear masks over their face to enter stores. I mean, now here, it's been like that in New Orleans for a while now with coronavirus. And just recently, Jefferson Parish made the announcement where every store you go into, every establishment, every business you go into, you have to wear a mask. Even if it's just to wear a mask to walk in and then take it off as soon as you get in there. Like we did last weekend, Coleman, when you and I went to Swamp Room on Veterans in Metairie. I love that place. I love those mini corn dogs, those little hot dogs that are wrapped up in fries. Oh, man, I wish those were good for you. I wish those were healthy. And the amazing thing about those mini corn dogs that they have, each one of them has a little fried handle at the end of each mini corn dog. And so you could pick it up with the little fried handle, a handle you can eat. And you can dip it in whatever you want to dip it in. You could play drums with it. You could point at people with it. You could wave it around.
What's funny about that, when it was bringing the mini hot dogs out, I saw you stare, and I looked at you because I thought you saw a hot babe, but it was the mini hot dogs.
The hot dog.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's what he's got excited about.
But when we were in there last weekend, Coleman, they had signs all over the front doors saying no mask, no entry. So we put on the masks, we opened the doors, we walked in, and we went and sat down. And as soon as we sat down, we took the masks off because we had to eat and drink.
Right.
But that's how it is right now in Orleans and Jefferson Parish. St. Tammany Parish hasn't made it like that yet, although their authorities are encouraging all of their residents to wear masks when they go in the businesses, in the places up there. You know, that's a big difference for guys like you and me, Coleman. Mandating and encouraging.
Right.
That's a big difference.
Because a lot of people got confused when I say I was against it. They thought I was against wearing masks in general. It was like, no, I'm against the government mandating that we do it. If a private company wants to do it, I'll comply. Like, sure, yeah, I'll wear a mask. If my employer wants me to wear a mask at work, cool.
Yeah,
but when the government says you have to do it, that's what I'm against. I'm against the government mandate of anything.
That's a big deal.
Right.
That's a big deal. But there are, as we have seen, and you obviously have heard from, there are many Americans who have no problems with the government just one day waking up and saying, we're going to make this law, we're going to make this rule, we're going to make this. And that's, anyways, and look, I'm not a fan of wearing the masks. But if it cuts down on one or two people dying, let alone they're saying now, it could, if every American wears a mask, it could save 50,000 lives here in the United States. Now, I don't know. We've gotten so many different numbers, and we've heard so many different conflicting reports on coronavirus from day one, because this is the first time our country has ever gone through anything like this. And so we've heard mixed messages, and as it's gone on, I guess the quote-unquote experts are learning more about it. And so, look, I mean, like, if it saves one life, but when you start looking at the numbers of people who get it and then the people who die from it, is it really worth shutting down the entire economy when about 98% or whatever, right around there, of the people that will get coronavirus recover from it? And as many cases as they say we have right now in the United States, you could multiply that by 10 times. I think we have to at least 10 times more cases, because most people haven't gotten tested for it. They're not. But anyways, so people are freaking out, some people, about wearing masks in stores. And we've seen videos that have gone viral of people not wearing masks, freaking out. Well, we've had our first or second murder in a store because of a mask. The other day in California, in Southern California, a security guard at a market there shot and killed someone. The guy who died, a 50-year-old guy named Jerry Lewis, No relation to the comedian or the killer, the great piano player, the rock and roller.
Mm-hmm.
This guy went in, Jerry Lewis went in to a market, didn't have a face mask. He was told he had to wear one. He left and he came back. And then he and the security guard started arguing. And then the security guard shot him and killed him as Jerry Lewis was walking away. So 50-year-old Umir Korshin Hawkins was arrested. And his wife was arrested too, Sabrina Carter, even though she didn't shoot and kill the customer. She had a handgun on her, and the problem is both of these, this married couple, they're both convicted felons.
Hmm.
So I have to scratch my head. The market out in Southern California hiring a convicted felon to be a security guard, and that convicted felon is carrying a gun. That is a crime right there. And then his wife, I guess, was there when this all went down, and she just happened to have a gun on her, and she's a convicted felon with a gun. So they both have been arrested and put in jail.
And this is in California.
Southern California.
Wow.
And the only other time I can think of during coronavirus situation that something similar to this happened, back in May, it was the other way around. A security guard in Michigan was shot and killed after telling the customer they had to wear the mask. And so the customer said, really, I have to wear the mask? They started fighting. The customer pulled out a gun and shot and killed the security guard. That was back in May in Michigan. This just happened this past week in Southern California with the security guard being arrested for murder.
So when's the protests?
I don't know. Well, the security guard happens to be a black guy. He shot and killed Jerry Lewis. I don't know what color Jerry Lewis is.
Mm.
But anyways, so just be careful out there. And look, I don't like wearing the masks either. But if they say it could save a few lives, and if it helps get us out of this sooner than later. Well, look, coronavirus is going to be here for the rest of this year. Coronavirus is going to be here probably for all of next year as well. So we have to get used to this. Anyways, coming up on the show, in Jefferson Parish, there is now an option for your children this coming school year. If you are afraid to send your children to school because of coronavirus, there is now an option. Stay tuned for that coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Coming up on our show this morning, today is basically Blaine Kern Day in New Orleans. Mr. Mardi Gras, they're gonna lay his body out at Gallier Hall later on this morning from 8 until 11. And then tonight, they're going to pay tribute to him on the Louisiana Superdome, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. They're gonna light up the Superdome, and I don't know if they're going to put his picture up there, but we're gonna talk a little bit more about that. That's pretty cool what they're doing. Coleman, are you into seeing dead bodies?
I'm not into
seeing. Because he's laying in state at Gallier Hall, much like Jefferson Davis did. Did you know when Jefferson Davis died, the old Confederate president, the president of the Confederacy, his body, his dead body was laid out at Gallier Hall right around the corner from the radio station
here. I'm not into watching dead bodies in general, but to pay homage and to honor them, I get the tradition and I get it, and I go along with it. I've been to a few funerals, so it's understandable.
Yeah, well, today's Mr. Mardi Gras Day here in New Orleans on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning to the John Osterlund Morning Show. This man in Maryland looks like maybe the first person who was successfully vaccinated against COVID-19. Looks like some good news here. His name's David, I guess, Rach, R-A-C-H. He's a graduate immunology student. and he participated in a trial that has reported promising early results in producing antibodies. And that's the key to coming up with a vaccine, a cure for COVID-19. Early indications show the vaccine is working. What they shot him with, they boot him up. They booted him up. He said, boot me up, Charlie. And so they booted him up with this. And the early indications show that the vaccine is working by stimulating the growth of antibodies. And that's what needs to happen. And the stimulation of the growth of those antibodies at rates that are at least either equal to or higher to those who have the illness.
Oh, now is this the same miracle cure that those four guys from Florida in that church was trying to peddle to their congregation, or is this something different? Or
oh, you're talking about the story we did on the dumbest thing I read all morning yesterday, Coleman?
Yeah, is this the same?
No, I don't think there's any bleach or anything in here. No, they this is good news.
Yeah.
This guy in Maryland may be the first person to have been successfully vaccinated against COVID-19.
There's a ray of hope.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's something. I remember reading about the band Guns N' Roses when I was younger, how Axl Rose and Slash would get paid money to smoke as many cigarettes as they possibly could in an hour because they wanted to see how much damage it did to your body.
Okay.
And so there are human guinea pigs out there that I'm familiar with, but this isn't like this. I guess he's kind of a human guinea pig, but they're basically shooting him up. With something very similar to COVID-19, right?
Right. See, with most immunizations like the flu vaccine, they actually have little traces of the flu. But for this one, I don't think they actually used real. I don't think they gave him a small sample of COVID to develop the antibodies. I think they kind of synthesized it just a certain way. And
well, from the story I read, Coleman, he says he cannot be certain he was given the actual vaccine or a placebo saline solution, but after a slight reaction from his second dose, he is convinced he is one of the very few people in the world vaccinated against COVID-19.
Hmm. Have you ever taken a placebo before?
Nah, that's a whole nother story. We don't have time for that right now. So again, this was a trial at the University of Maryland. He took the shot. They booted him up in May, and here we are now in July. And so they've had some time, and this guy may be the first person successfully vaccinated against COVID-19. That would be cool. Again, if you want to read about this study, his name's David Rock, R-A-C-H, a graduate immunology student over there. And they did this at the University of Maryland.
Cool. I hope it all works out. I hope he wasn't one of the placebo patients.
Hey, coming up on the show, Coleman, we got some news for if you're a parent in Jefferson Parish. Because yesterday, the parish announced that if you're freaking out about sending your kids back to school, because you're worried about them, COVID-19, coronavirus, they have another option for you. Stay tuned for that report coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Yesterday, they shut down Walmart in Harahan because of a suspicious package. They cleared everybody out of there. Isn't that something? Walmart, which has stayed open for the entire coronavirus situation, never shut down because of that. And
It was shut down yesterday, the one in Harahan, because of a suspicious package. All the suspicious people we see in Walmart, it's never been shut down. Yet they saw one suspicious package and they cleared everybody out of there and they shut it down. I don't think it was anything serious. But that's according to the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. Coming up next, if you have kids in the Jefferson Parish Public Schools, you now have an option once school starts next month. If you're freaking out about sending your kids back to school, some people are. And I know there are many people that are freaking out if they don't send their kids back to school. Stay tuned for that next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And parents in Jefferson Parish now have an option next month when kids go back to school. We already know that the schools in Jefferson Parish, as well as St. Tammany Parish, there's going to be, and here in Orleans as well, all over America, there's going to be new protocol in schools. Kids are going to, most of the kids are going to have to wear masks. Although I saw where they said children in third grade and higher have to wear masks. I don't understand why the second graders, if the rest of them do, why aren't the first and second graders having to wear masks?
They say between kindergarten and second, a child's lungs isn't fully developed. They have the shortness of breath. They need all the oxygen intake they can have.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
By third grade, the lungs are developed enough where they can wear a mask for a longer period of time.
But we also know, Coleman, that, again, whatever the number is, 98%, 90, whatever the number is of people who get coronavirus, they get sick for a couple of days, but then they recover.
Yeah, but most teachers are elderly. I think this is more for the teachers.
They want to protect the teachers.
Yeah.
That's who they want to protect.
The faculty.
And also when the kids go home from school, there could be grandparents around, and they want to be careful as well. But there's going to be all kinds of new protocols in schools. Wearing masks, like we just mentioned, there's going to be hand sanitizer up the yin yang. Also, they have a protocol. They're going to take the temperatures regularly, mm-hmm. of everybody in school.
Would it be smoking in the boys' room?
No, you still can't do that. Man. And if they take a temperature that is high, and then they have a whole protocol to take that student and put him in another room, and then they'll call the parents, and then the protocol is to quarantine that kid for a couple of days, and you're gonna have to keep taking temperature checks. That kind of, they have all these different rules, right. Whole new protocol now for students going back to school. Yet, even though they're doing all of that, there are many parents who are freaking out about sending their kids back to school because of the coronavirus situation. So yesterday, Jefferson Parish, the authorities there, announced that students, if they want, or if their parents want, can take all of their classes online. So you're going to have the option. All of the classes will be available to take either online or in person if the parents so desire. So if the, because I know that there are many parents who are freaking out if they can't send their kids back to school. You know, homeschooling, hey, on paper it looks great, but you know, when the parents have to work, if the parents didn't lose their jobs, or it makes it tough.
Yeah, and if the parents aren't familiar with the subject matter that they have to teach their kids.
Yeah, I would not be a very good homeschooling parent, although thank God they have Google now. I've always said if they had this when I was in school, my grades would have been a whole hell of a lot better.
It boggles my mind that kids have tablets and, you know, before all the coronavirus, they have tablets and phones and they still fail tests.
Yeah, it's incredible to me. When every answer to any question on a test that you could ever be asked or anything that you're studying could literally be answered in 3 to 5 seconds by typing that into Google.
Yeah, but then again, you have those, if you're trying to take a history test and you accidentally fall upon the onion for your history lesson.
Well, yeah, you'd have to teach your kids, look, there's a difference between real news websites and satirical news websites. Well, anyways, the authorities in Jefferson Parish, they have now made it available. They're calling this Virtual Jefferson. And if you're a parent of a child who goes to school in Jefferson Parish, the public school system there, you will have the option. Send your kid off to school like normal, but then when they get there, the whole new protocol. Mm-hmm. Or if you're worried about that, they can continue to do it from home, and they can do all of their learning and studying and classwork online. So it's an option, and that's cool. Life is better with options.
What option would you choose?
I think to get the kids back to school, because the socializing is very important for a kid.
I would hate to be that kid and you're excited because your mom is freaking out about sending you back to school, so you think you don't have to go back, but then all of a sudden she sticks a tablet or computer in front of your face like, this is your class now. It's like, oh man, I thought I had a free ride.
Yeah, and Coleman, the other day, something we've talked about on the show a couple of times this week, because we had the state senator, Cleo Fields, who wants all sporting activities for the rest of the year 2020 from grades kindergarten through 12th grade, all sporting activities canceled.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it yesterday and we talked about it on Tuesday, and I thought about it for a little while, and I said yesterday on the show, no, I think the kids should be playing sports.
So did the athletic commission, right?
The Louisiana High School Athletic Association mm-hmm. came out and said that. And you know who else said that?
Who that?
Governor John Taco Bell Edwards.
Yeah!
He also thinks there should be high school football and sports this fall. So, yeah, if the kids are going back to school, they should be playing sports as well. And again, you're talking about a virus that most kids will feel like, if they do get it, they feel like they're sick for a couple of days and then they recover. That's how this works. And again, we just have to be careful for the older people, the already sick people whose immune systems are already compromised, and the obese. That's who we have to watch out for. And, you know, those three groups of people, they already had to watch out before, right? And now they just have to watch out more. Be careful out there. So, there you go. You have an option if you're a Jefferson Parish parent. Coming up on the show, today is Blaine Kern Day, Mr. Mardi Gras Day in New Orleans. We'll give you some details what's happening. So you can go hang out with his dead body. That's open this morning for people to see. We'll give you some details on that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You see who died? The world's oldest conjoined twins, Ronnie and Donnie Galleon.
Oh.
Yeah, they passed away the other day. They were 68 years old. That's incredible that conjoined twins lived for 68 years. They were inseparable. Actually, they were attached from the sternum to the groin. But surprisingly, they were never really that close. And because they shared so many organs when they both died together. I mean, luckily they both died together, right? I mean, that would suck. That would suck if one of them stayed alive and then the other conjoined twin was dead. That would blow.
Yeah, also, if one of them had a drinking problem and the other one didn't, it's kind of like, dude, you're killing us. You know, you don't have the option. Like, when it's your time, it's my time. That's not a fair deal. I don't know.
Yeah, but that'd be something. So RIP to Ronnie and Donnie Galleon, the world's oldest conjoined twins, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And today is basically Blaine Kern Day in New Orleans. Mr. Mardi Gras. When he died last week, we talked a little bit about Blaine Kern. An incredible story. Grew up in Algiers. His father was helping somebody work on a Mardi Gras float when he was a kid, and he just tagged along with his father and just became fascinated with it. And Blaine Kern created a Mardi Gras and Mardi Gras float empire. And do you realize that Walt Disney himself offered Blaine Kern a job to come work for him?
Really? He could have been an Imagineer.
Yeah, it's not like, well, Walt Disney, the company, somebody from Disney offered him a job. No, the man, Walt Disney himself, offered Blaine Kern a job, and Blaine Kern said, you know what, Walt, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to hang out here in New Orleans. Still a lot of Mardi Gras work I've got to do.
Yeah, I guess Disney was too childish for Blaine Kern, Mr. Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but Mr. Mardi Gras died last week at the age of 93 years old. And as a matter of fact, what's today? Today's July 10th?
Yep.
Blaine Kern died June 26th. I'm just guessing he's Catholic. He's got to be, because I'm Catholic. And boy, he's been hanging around for a while. You know he's not Jewish, because I have Jewish friends, and when they die, they're buried before the sun goes down, or if they die at night, they're buried before the sun comes up.
I apologize to the Jews.
Yeah, that's something about the about us Catholics.
Let's keep them around for a while, get them dressed, put them in a nice little suit.
Well, I remember when my mother died. We had a couple of 2 days, and there was a matinee showing and an evening showing, and that got to me. I'm not a fan of hanging around, even though it was my mother, and I know you're supposed to be mature. I did not like me. We have four showings. I mean, I've got to sit next to my dead mother in a box for a matinee and then an evening showing, and then I got to come back tomorrow and do the same thing again.
That is kind of overkill.
It wasn't even a Tuesday. It wasn't even two for Tuesday. Well, anyways, today's Blaine Kern Day, Mr. Mardi Gras Day. His body will be lying in state at Gallier Hall from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. So you could go pay respect to Mr. Mardi Gras Blaine Kern at Gallier Hall this morning from 8 to 11. And then tonight, the Superdome here in New Orleans is going to light up in honor of Mr. Mardi Gras, Blaine Kern.
That'll be pretty cool to see.
The dome will light up tonight in purple, green, and gold for Mr. Mardi Gras, Blaine Kern. And, you know, that's something when your body is put out to lay in state for the public to come and watch. I mean, that's what they do in Washington, D.C. for presidents, when former presidents die and things like that. I'm just, we're right around the corner where I do this show every morning. I could walk right around the corner to go see Blaine Kern. I've had him on the show, and I've met him a couple of times. He Yeah, he was something else. So anyways, I think I might do that. I mean, I might just go by to, I don't think I want to get too, I'm call me immature. I'm sorry. I don't like being that close to dead bodies.
I know. Sometimes in certain parts of New Orleans, you can't help it.
Well, yeah, I've lived here long enough to know that, Coleman. So anyways, 8 to 11 this morning, Blaine Kern will lie in state at Gallier Hall. That's where former Confederate President Jefferson Davis lied in state. And did you know, and of course, Gallier Hall for many years was City Hall, was where the mayor's office was. And do you realize for many years, the building right behind Gallier Hall, the top couple of floors, was a brothel?
Did not know that.
You could, yeah, I learned a lot about New Orleans history in the time I've lived here. And yeah, people used to go, if they had business they had to deal with at City Hall, Gallier Hall, they would go there. And then for those inclined, they would walk to the building behind it, still standing. The hookers aren't there anymore, but it used to be there. So anyways, Blaine Kern, Mr. Mardi Gras, today is his day, 8 to 11 a.m. He lies in state at Gallier Hall. Tonight, the Superdome lights up in the Mardi Gras colors, because he was Mr. Mardi Gras, purple, green, and gold, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Allman Brothers there, that song was featured in the movie Almost Famous, the great movie Almost Famous. And Almost Famous just turned 20 years old, that movie. And by the way, that movie has an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a great movie. Look, Cameron Crowe made some great movies in his life. Jerry Maguire, Say Anything, Vanilla Sky. But I think Almost Famous is the best movie Cameron Crowe ever made. And that was about him as a kid. When he was really young, he was a talented writer. And they didn't know that at Rolling Stone magazine when he wrote something for him. And they, without knowing his age, they sent him on the road in the 1970s. Well, I think it was either Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath in real life. But the band in the movie was Stillwater. And if you've never seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a great movie. It's one of those movies, I don't know how anyone who saw it didn't enjoy it. And as a matter of fact, on our website, we have the Origins Almost Famous Turns 20 podcast. And that's available right now at Bayou957.com. You know what else is available there? I reenacted a couple of scenes from Almost Famous. We got a video of that on our website at Bayou957.com. And one of my favorite lines is when young Cameron Crowe, his name in the movie was William Miller, was sitting in the room with the band Stillwater. That was the band in the movie. But like I said, in real life, it was either Black Sabbath or Zeppelin. But the singer of the band, he was kind of weary of William Miller. And he said to the other guys in the band, "He looks harmless, but he does represent the magazine that trashed Layla, broke up Cream, ripped every album Led Zeppelin ever made. Don't forget the rules, man. This little bleep is the enemy. He writes what he sees. Although it would be cool to be on the cover."
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I just read something fascinating. There's a small town out in California, and they're like many towns and cities here in the United States during the coronavirus mess here in our country. They've been hit really hard financially. And what they did and what they're doing, they're creating, they're printing their own currency, their own money to help local businesses in their town. I mean, it's money they're making, they're physically making the money, and they're giving it to their residents, and then their residents can go into the businesses, the local businesses in that town, and spend that money, and that money is actually accepted in that town. Obviously, they can't spend it anywhere outside of that town. The town, Tenino, California. Actually, I'm sorry. It's not in Northern California. It's in Washington State. My bad. It's in Washington State. Tenino, Washington. And they printed basically wooden coins that are worth $25 each. And they're giving them to the residents of the town, Tenino, Washington. And then those residents can go around town.
So poker chips then.
Basically, it's a $25 wooden bill bearing the town's name. Tenino, it says, and then it says COVID relief. What's interesting is this was done during the Great Depression 90 years ago. And it helped the local economy then. And I've mentioned on this show a few times how what we're going through right now with this is right at the top of the list of the worst times in American history. And this is one of the worst times in the history of our country. It's right next to the Great Depression and the Civil War. I mean, when you look at what, I mean, besides killing people, the virus has financially killed many, 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 many more people than it actually killed.
So when the pandemic is finally over and we can get back to normal life, can they exchange the chips? Like, can businesses that accepted the chips exchange them for the actual currency that, you know, they're missing out on? If you buy like $25 worth of Oreo cookies and you give them the wooden chip, then after that, can you be reimbursed for the $25?
I don't know. I don't think that's how that works.
Huh.
But they did this during the Great Depression, and it helped the local economy. Let me ask you something. If we did that here, because you look around, I mean, walk through the French Quarter. It's so sad. Local music is such a big part of New Orleans, and it's such a big part of the New Orleans economy, not just for the local musicians, but for the actual bars that they play in, the clubs that they play in. And we don't know when that's ever coming back. Don't you think if we had in New Orleans $25 wooden coins that we could spend around the city of New Orleans, don't you think that would help the local economy here?
Yeah, if we were able to go out and spend it, you know, with all these closures and stuff, could we, like, even if, first of all, we're in New Orleans, we use the blooms. We wouldn't use the wooden chips. But even if you get the wooden chips and the blooms, where would you go? Because it seems like everything's still sort of shut down.
Well, Coleman, and I have another question.
Okay.
If we were going to put somebody on it, I mean, maybe on one side put New Orleans COVID relief, and then flip it over. If we were going to put a picture of somebody on the other side, who would it be? And don't you dare say our mayor, our tax cheat of a mayor, LaTax de Cantrell. It was just 2 days ago, she called for more restrictions on businesses. Starting tomorrow, there could be nobody sitting at any bar in New Orleans.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about that question. And everybody that comes to my head that I would put on the face of a New Orleans coin is all musicians, like no political figures, no historic figures. I'm thinking of Fats Domino, Louis Armstrong. For some reason, no politician comes to mind.
What politician are you going to put on there? You're going to put Ray Nagin on there or Mitch Half Moon Landry on there?
I put Dickie Brennan on there before.
I'd put Dickie Brennan on there before I'd put any politician exactly. on there. Put Dickie Brennan's face. He's got four businesses that are just hurting immensely right now in this city. He's got four fantastic restaurants, old Dickie. If you want to text us, I wouldn't mind putting Louis Armstrong or Dickie Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you put on the $25 piece of currency that we could make and just spend in and around New Orleans to help with economics around here, like that town out in Washington State is doing, Tenino, Washington. And they cut off the limit. You're only allowed $300, up to $300 of these $25 wooden coins.
That's fair.
And again, it's just to help get the economy going. And evidently, you can redeem those $25 wooden coins with the local government there in Tenino, Washington. And that's how you'd get your cash. They did it during the Great Depression. And they're doing it now. And if we do it here in New Orleans, you could put anybody's face on one of those coins. You know, before a couple of weeks ago, I would have said Drew Brees. But the problem is, when Drew Brees said he didn't want to disrespect the American flag after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, half of New Orleans and seemingly half the country turned on him.
Well, he still got Will Lutz.
You'd put the kicker, Will Lutz's?
You know that's my favorite Saints player, dude. I'm still waiting on my Will Lutz jersey.
But they shouldn't put Lutz's face on it. They should put his foot on it. Wouldn't that be cool to have Will Lutz's foot on the $25 wooden coin? Who would you put on there? And then when Drew Brees apologized for pissing off half the country, when he apologized twice, mm-hmm. he then pissed off the other half who he didn't piss off the first time. So everybody got mad at Drew Brees. So I don't know if you'd put his face on there. Text us at 504-260-9595 and let us know if we had our own currency here in New Orleans to help get the economy going again, kickstart the economy. Whose face or foot would you put on the back of the $25 coin?
And we already getting some good ones.
Yeah, and we'll give you the best ones coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So we just told you about a town in Washington State, Tenino, Washington. They are making their own currency to try to help that town recover from the coronavirus situation, because how many people are struggling financially. They made wooden coins that are worth $25 each, and you can get up to $300 worth of those coins. And if you live in that town and you have to spend those coins, wooden coins, in that town. And they did it back in the Great Depression, and it helped them. And it says Tenino, which is the name of the town, on the coin, and it says COVID relief also on the coin. Now, if we did that here in New Orleans, and we put New Orleans COVID relief on one side of the coin, and we'd have to put a face, somebody's face, on the other side of the coin here in New Orleans, I asked you to text us, whose face would you put on the coin? I'm thinking Louis Armstrong. Coleman, we have some texts.
One text that says Tom Benson should be on a coin.
Hmm.
Grant from Slidell said Bienville should be on a coin since he founded New Orleans.
Hmm.
Chris Owens, just for Bourbon Street.
Oh, wow.
AJ says, I think it should be Blaine Kern's foot on the coin. Okay.
Why Blaine Kern's foot? Mr. Mardi Gras. Today is Mr. Mardi Gras Day in New Orleans. I like Will Lutz's foot better, the kicker of the Saints.
All right. Chris G has an awesome idea. He said a Mount Rushmore of New Orleans musicians. Fats Domino, Pete Fontaine, Alan Toussaint, and Dr. John.
But if you're going to do a Mount Rushmore of New Orleans musicians, and those are all good, you have to put Louis Armstrong up there.
We got Ronnie Lamarck.
I miss you, Ronnie. I remember when Ronnie sponsored this show. But boy, I miss you, Ronnie. Come back, Ronnie, or maybe one of Ronnie's rivals. Sponsoring this show is a good thing.
Tony says, come on, man, no brainer. John Osselin and Coleman.
Jeez. Hey, we want people to spend the money, pal.
If I was on the coin, they had to put me from the waist down.
Wait, God, what? Jesus, Coleman. Please. I was going to say, don't sell yourself so short. Hey, coming up next. Thank you for the texts. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this is, I'm sorry, today's Friday. It's the dumbest thing I read all week. And this is a doozy. You're not going to want to miss this one. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. And it's about that time of the show where I tell you, here's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Oh, wait a minute. Today's Friday. Here's the dumbest thing I read all week. Lawyer censured after showing up drunk to represent DUI suspect. This happened in Hamilton County, Tennessee. The state of Tennessee has taken action against a Hamilton County lawyer for showing up to court drunk to represent a DUI suspect. Now, this happened back in 2017. This happened 3 years ago. But the Board of Professional Responsibility of the Tennessee Supreme Court censured the lawyer, Kent Thomas Jones, this
you
week.
Idiot!
Back in September of 27, Jones, the lawyer, was late to court. He smelled like alcohol, and he acted erratic. Coleman, you've shown up to this radio station like that a couple of times. But at least you weren't representing someone arrested for DUI.
I have no idea what you're talking about, John.
He was removed from the courthouse and later charged with public intoxication, but that charge was later dropped. Here's another interesting part of this story. The board says, in more than 2 years since the incident, the attorney, Jones, has repaid the client $1,650 out of the $2,000 that he received as a flat fee from the client. Wait a minute. So it's taken him almost 3 years and he hasn't paid him back the full $2,000 yet? He's only been able to pay him back $1,650 of that money in 3 years?
I'm just going to say he's out of practice.
He must not be that successful of a lawyer. So anyways, I've got the story up there if you want to see the details, and it's on our website at bayou957.com. But the lawyer who was censured after showing up drunk to represent his DUI suspect, it's the dumbest thing I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. From the great movie, Almost Famous, that just turned 20 years old, that's the band in that movie, Stillwater, with Fever Dog. That song was written by Nancy Wilson from the band Heart, who for many years was married to Cameron Crowe. They're not anymore, but they were back then. And Cameron Crowe made the movie Almost Famous, which was about him when he was a child, when he wrote something for Rolling Stone magazine. They didn't know how old he was. They didn't know he was so young. And they assigned him to go on the road with, I believe it was either Black Sabbath or Led Zeppelin when he did it. But in the movie, the band was Stillwater. And that was that song was written by Nancy Wilson. And Stillwater was a pretty cool band. And I told you, and by the way, today is Almost Famous Day here on Bayou 95.7. And we will be playing more music from that fantastic soundtrack, which has mostly real bands. And then and they had that one in there, too, from Stillwater, the band in the movie. And by the way, since that movie just turned 20 years old, and as I mentioned earlier, it's got an 89% favorability rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty much as good as it gets. That's fantastic. That's one of those movies. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies ever made. And I don't know very many people, if any, who saw that movie and didn't really enjoy it. And the Origins Almost Famous Turns 20 podcast is available now on our website at bayou957.com. You know what I learned from that podcast? And you can go check this out. This is interesting. Brad Pitt almost was the star of that movie. He backed out at the last minute. He was supposed to be the guitar player, Russell. And that role ended up going to Billy Crudup. But Cameron Crowe said he wept when Brad Pitt walked away from that. And he's not sure if he walked away because he didn't like the character that much, or they weren't paying him as much money as Brad Pitt would have.
It's hard to see Brad Pitt in that role, like after seeing, you know, the other guy, how well he did.
I'm sure Brad Pitt would have done it very well, too. Billy Crudup was great in that movie.
Real quick, your favorite scene in the movie, what is it?
My favorite scene in the movie?
Yeah.
It would probably be when the character played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, Lester Bangs, who at the time was a reviewer for Rolling Stone magazine, when he went into the radio station and he was ripping some of the rock music, and then he grabbed the song that was 2 minutes long, and he said, "You see, the box top, the letter, they said everything they needed to say in 2 minutes." Then he grabbed the Jethro Tull album, and he said, "Meanwhile, it takes guys like this band, Jethro Tull, 20 minutes to say, and they don't even say it as quick." But then one of the great lines that the Philip Seymour Hoffman character, Lester Bangs, the critic, the reviewer, said in that movie when he was talking to young Cameron Crowe, his name William Miller in the movie, he told him, "You can't be friends with these guys. Yeah. These guys are going to want to be your friend. They're going to want to go get you, have you do sex with all these great groupies. They're going to want to buy you everything and get you all messed up on dope and booze and everything." And he said, "You can't be friends with them. You have to be honest when you're writing about their music." And then he said, "Because you'll meet them all again on the long journey back to the middle. You saw them up top. You'll see them again on the way down." So enjoy the rest of today here on the Bayou. It's Almost Famous Day. And again, if you haven't seen that movie, highly recommended. It's fantastic. One of my favorites ever made. And don't forget about the podcast. Go check it out. The Origins Almost Famous Turns 20 podcast. It's available now on our website at bayou957.com, Apple, Radio, and wherever you get your podcast. That's a highly recommended and enjoyable podcast to listen to as well. It's our commercial-free ride right now. We are in it now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.